Today is October 24th, and it's another episode of the Level 1 News without Wendell.
Today we'll be doing business and social media. And yes, Wendell not with us. Wendell undergoing emergency detox for RTX. Sad.
It's thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts, T-H-O-T. Thought.
Let's talk about Amazon.
Amazon worker pushes, I can't read the headline because you cut it off.
It's not my fault. It's the Hill.
With their massive text.
Design.
I love it. Amazon worker pushes Bezos to stop selling facial recognition tech to law enforcement. They make it sound like it's just one worker, but it's one worker who started it, and now everyone's kind of banding behind him. He's like, yeah, don't do that.
Which is brave of that one worker to cross Bezos.
Yeah.
The king of commerce. I don't think it'll work out for him. If you don't know about this, Amazon's working on facial recognition. I know there's a police agency in Florida that they're working with. And they're putting up all the public cameras are going to run through this Amazon stuff. And I think the body cameras, too. And they're going to have facial recognition. Right now, they claim they're only testing the cops' faces just to see if it'll work. But you know they're going to turn it on as soon as possible.
They're just testing. Why?
So everywhere that there's a public camera or a cop and you're there, they will know that you were there because it will be log your face and it knows who you are. Powered by AWS.
It's fine. Probably unsecured.
You think they'll forget?
No password like the story we had last week.
No password on their own bucket. That would be embarrassing.
My bucket.
And maybe this is a little embarrassing for Amazon as well.
eBay files lawsuit against Amazon over seller recruitment. Apparently, people who were secretly employed by Amazon would go to eBay and they would message individual sellers and be like, hey, why aren't you selling on Amazon? You should sell on Amazon. And apparently, it's very effective.
Yeah, Amazon, their big thing now is trying to recruit the third-party sellers, which is, you know, great for them because
less liability.
You can get everything on Amazon. You know, there's almost nothing you can't get on Amazon right now. And a lot of it's third-party. And that hurts eBay's business model, and they're not happy about it. Now, eBay claims that it is expressly against their terms of service for you to do that. And because of that violation, they should be given some sort of, you know, penalty money from Amazon.
Does eBay, like, do you ever use eBay?
Not in years.
I don't ever use eBay. I've heard that Amazon is where you go when you're looking for something in particular. eBay is where you go if you're just wanting to browse. It's like the flea market of the internet.
Well, but it's like a flea market where you could spend 4 days looking at keychains. You know, there's like such a weird glut of stuff on eBay.
They've rebranded recently, a month ago maybe. But like they kept their same logo, but like all of their new branding is like millennials in front of bright backgrounds. And they're like, we're so happy to be shopping on eBay. Interesting branding choice. It was well done, but
yeah, Amazon doesn't really put people in a lot of their ads, do
no,
they?
It's usually like, you know, like minimal that. Compositions of things.
You know what I hate is I hate when I go to all the banking websites and it's always a really super happy interracial couple.
I think mine is too.
In the banking world, two people of the same race never get together. It's not done.
My favorite picture on my banking website was for a while it was like a picture of three guys on a couch playing a video game, but they were clearly not playing a game because they were looking right at a camera and they were like, and they were all a different race. It was just like a rainbow down the couch and they're all playing a game together.
Like that. Well, you know what? Banks are such wholesome institutions. You know, they got to express themselves that way because they would never take advantage of people or be completely focused on numbers.
Well, I know a group of young guys would all be really happy playing, you know, a round of COD together and definitely not screaming.
Right. There would definitely three young men gaming would never result in racial slurs.
Never.
It's all about togetherness and diversity.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any lead in from that to this one. But YouTube went down.
It went down and everyone freaked out. I was actually online and was watching YouTube videos, and I was like, why won't these play? And then I refreshed the page, and like the whole sidebar menu disappeared, and I was like, someone just deleted an include. And then I refreshed again, and like everything was just gone. And then I went to Twitter, and everyone on Twitter was panicking.
How hard and long did you read?
At least 20 seconds, and then I fell off the chair, and I screamed, and I cried, and I yelled, "Mom! I need more tendies!"
Which is weird, because you don't live with your mom.
No, she heard the screams all the way from her home, you know, way far away, but...
Well, if you're one of the premium subscribers to YouTube, they're going to give you $10 back because of your suffering.
I think it was only down for like maybe an hour.
I didn't even notice it. Yeah. I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh, that's weird. I didn't even notice because I didn't happen to be using YouTube at that time.
Yeah, it was weird.
Well, speaking of cameras, perhaps we should have put this story after the Amazon one.
Oh, oops.
Hindsight is 2020. We've talked about Palantir, which is Peter Thiel's evil observation software.
Similar to the Palantir of Fëanor.
It's the all-seeing eye. And we've talked about they've used this with various agencies, police and otherwise, you know, law enforcement usually. And it keeps track of gangs. There was the New Orleans gangs, and they had put them all in Palantir to predict when they were going to do crimes and stuff like that. Well, apparently it's working well, so well that they're looking at an initial public offering.
$41 billion is what they're looking at.
That's a lot of money.
That's at least five monies. Many times.
Yeah, well, I guess it would be five monies of every how many billion? I can't do that math that quickly in my head.
Wendell, that's why we need Wendell here.
Oh, he's terrible at basic mathematics. Like... The less complex math is, the worse he becomes at it. It's pretty hilarious.
Math is not my subject. It never was.
So anyway, you know, if you're looking at getting in on a hot new IPO that is based on human suffering and controlling the population, here it is. Keep your eye on Palantir.
You want it. Keep your eye on.
And in the other news, using technology for horrible, nefarious purposes... Let's talk about Sony.
Sony tries using blockchain tech for their next-gen DRM. So if you buy a song from Sony, they'll know forever whether or not you bought it.
And if you didn't buy it, you're going to suffer.
They send the SWAT squad straight to your house to break down your door.
And right now,
Where's my 99 cents?
This is only for educational stuff that they do. They have like a Sony educational thing. I don't know if it's textbooks or whatever, but... This is going to be based on that, but I suspect if it's at all successful, they are going to roll it out to music and movies and things of
everything that nature. Everything else, yeah.
So it could be good, I guess. So if it were used in a way of, let's say, like, let's say I want to buy a movie, and then years later, someone comes after me and they're like, hey, you pirated that movie. And I'm like, no, bro, go look at the blockchain. I bought this. You know, back in 2017, this is mine. And then if it worked like that, that would be cool, but I doubt it will.
No.
Because one of the things to think about here is Apple, for example, if you bought Apple movies back in the day and then they re-released them as 4K, they don't consider that to be the same thing.
Yeah, well, so like, you know, there's like three extra pixels there.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think...
Duh.
With music, I guess... But what if they remaster it?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Or what if, like, you buy a track and it's the same track, but then say, like, there's a version that was on the original album and then a version that's on, like, greatest hits? Like, how will it determine?
Radio edit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably won't be anything good, but look forward to it. And another thing that, on the surface... I guess this is good, right?
I guess, I mean, yeah.
It doesn't affect me at all, but that's some really people odd. Might enjoy it.
Apple launches portal for U.S. users to download their data. So similar to what like Facebook and Twitter do, where you can find a link and then you know see everything they have on you. You can do the same thing with Apple now.
Something tells me they won't give you everything.
No,
they won't give not. Much like Facebook doesn't give you the shadow profile. I bet Apple knows some things that it's not telling you.
But it doesn't want you.
Right.
Doesn't want you to know. Does it?
Well, new iOS version, iOS 12, has launched. And if you're an Apple person, you might have upgraded to that. And here's some good news or some terrible news if you have children.
The iPhone's new parental controls block searches for sex ed and allow violence and racism. This seems like not so much malice, so much as a really, really poorly made word filter that they're touting as parental controls.
Yeah. The biggest thing, the biggest indicator that this was just poorly implemented are the search results being blocked.
Yeah.
So legitimate things that you might look for that have the word sex in them, the biggest one being sex abuse hotline.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that there's nothing sexy about sex abuse hotline.
No.
Right? I mean, there's no...
That should not be blocked from a
You're not feeling frisky.
Child either.
Yeah, you're not feeling frisky when you say to yourself, let me get the number for the sex abuse hotline. There's no fun in that search. But this will block it. Some of the things they point out that it won't block is the Daily Stormer, the site, the white nationalist site that was blocked by Cloudflare. Girls Gone Wild on Reddit, which is some hot amateur news.
Because the word
if you don't know about that.
Sex is not in the title.
And I'm...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you.
I imagine there are hundreds and hundreds of porn websites that this will let you into. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how could you ever get them all?
I would think that a way to improve this without having to like completely redo it would be to allow parents to add their own words that it would filter for. But I mean, it's just, it's never going to be perfect though. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine a young parent, you know, who is maybe a little ignorant to some of the darker things in the world, trying to think up all the sex-related keywords that they would want to block?
It seems... I don't know how a lot of those softwares work, but...
I think
the best thing you can do if you're a parent is to just monitor your child manually.
Well,
look at their history and...
The way that other... So ad blocking, for example,
yeah.
Right? Like, how do you know what's an ad and what isn't? That's all crowdfunded or crowdsourced.
Yeah.
So you depend on people stumbling into an ad and then putting it on your list of saying this is an ad. And then eventually you get a real good list. For porn, that would be hard to do because no one's trying to avoid it, right? I mean,
well, some people are.
I don't think so. Well, maybe, but if you're trying to avoid porn, you're not going to stumble into it because you're trying to avoid it.
Yeah, so you're never going to be like, oh, this site is...
Exactly. But your kids, if they stumble into it, they're not going to tell anybody because they're looking for porn. So you could never, it's never going to work. You can't, porn is a juggernaut. You can't stop it. You can only hope to ride the waves of it.
I would assume that, you know, you would just discuss that sort of thing with your child and, you know, monitor their activity.
Well, you know, it's funny.
Parent your child, but
they talk
not
about,
depend only on software.
You know, racism and violence, but no sex. And that's always, I've always felt that was... an interesting thing about television and movies. Like, you can literally watch someone die, but you can't look at a nipple.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a weird, like, where are our priorities here? What are we talking about here?
I don't think either will go away real soon.
Well,
on TV.
But at some point in your life, nipples are going to enter the picture, right? For most people.
Well, for most people, that's at birth, but...
Well, I'm saying in an erotic way.
Oh.
But murdering people shouldn't, right? So it still doesn't make any sense.
Well, you don't know what I do on my weekends.
Wow. You shouldn't be murdering.
Well, listen. Sometimes the knife slips.
We talked about the knife. You're talking about accidental murder here?
Yeah, you know, you don't mean to, but sometimes...
Is this like some sort of...
They ran into my knife.
Is this some sort of like bedroom cutting play that we're talking about?
It's fine.
Oh, that's horrific. We're going to get comments on that. We talked about the rice-sized signal conditioner spy chip. Remember it?
I do.
You loved it because they had that picture of the pencil.
Yeah, we did a video on that. I'm not sure if it's been released yet. I haven't looked this weekend.
Good question. I don't think so. But that story, the big thing about that story is that everyone denied it. And Apple in particular was like, we've never seen this before. And now they've gone even further.
Apple CEO Tim Cook himself is calling for Bloomberg to retract its Chinese spy chip story. It's a bit of a tongue twister when you try to say that fast.
Chinese spy chip? Oh.
It is hard to say, yeah. Try that below in the comments.
So never before has Tim Cook ever called for a publication to retract a story, even through all the FBI stuff and all the negative press that Apple has ever gotten. They've never done this, but he's saying this is so completely untrue that they should retract it. But instead of retracting it, of course, as we learned last week, they doubled down and reported on it more and added to it.
See, this is kind of like the Beyonce effect, where like you can try to get something removed off the internet, but it never, it's never going to happen.
I think people who are a little older would call that the Streisand effect.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the Beyonce effect because that picture is hilarious.
It is a great picture, yeah. Have you seen
good in like every other photo. So it's like, does one picture of you not looking good, does that really bother you that much? But
have you seen the ones where they cut pieces away from that and put them on Arnold Schwarzenegger from Conan, and it fits really well?
No, I've not seen that. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, you should check those out. Well, you know, we have to talk about electric cars, right?
Not Elon Musk in particular, though.
There's some Tesla stuff coming.
It's coming, but not in this story.
But first, we'll talk a little bit about the meta picture for hybrid cars or electric cars.
The dirt on clean electric cars. New research shows some drivers might spew out less CO2 with a diesel engine, which if you've never been around a diesel engine, they're disgusting.
What? This is oil company propaganda, Krista. I can see it. I know what that looks like.
You can tell by the pixels.
These are anti-Elon people. They must be stopped.
Maybe.
But actually what this study shows is that a lot of CO2 goes into making batteries. And compounded with certain parts of the world where you're going to be charging up your battery with coal power, like Germany is the big one that they point out, you might actually be better off driving a diesel engine in terms of CO2 output, you know, if that's your thing.
I've always wondered about that, like if the manufacturing cost is higher, you know, in terms of like the how much power you need.
Well, it's not cost in money terms.
Yeah,
this is in environmental terms.
Yeah.
Right.
That's so. I always wondered that. And this confirms what I wondered. Today I learned.
Well, we will talk about Tesla right now.
Tesla quietly drops full self-driving option as it adds $45,000 Model 3. So they used to advertise, you know, full self-driving on most of their cars, and they've recently just completely dropped that clause.
It was an option you could get.
I assume it's a legal reason because it's not true.
I don't know if they've been tested legally, but they did say that it was quote unquote too confusing because people who saw the phrase full self-driving,
they thought, you know, they could just sleep on their way.
They
to work.
Thought that the car would be full self-driving when in fact it's not. That's not what that does. The button that says full self-driving, that's not full self-driving, obviously. So
it's some poor UI design. I cannot talk this episode.
Oh.
I'm getting all tongue-tied.
Is that maybe related to a certain law change in Canada?
No. I read a story, and this is not related to anything that we're discussing in the news today. I read a story that Canada was about to like run out of weed or something. I saw the headline. I didn't read the story, I'll be honest.
Maybe they can airlift some in.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that seems like that would be a lot to go through in, you know, like a week since that was legalized. But
I remember when Chick-fil-A opened here in town?
No.
You don't remember that?
I think it's always been here since I've lived here.
No, definitely not. When Chick-fil-A opened here in town, you couldn't get close to the place for 2 months.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was just...
It is packed a lot.
Look, because they had a fairly small... entranceway off of the main road that goes to it, and people were just backed up. Like you couldn't, the right lane was just closed basically.
I just don't understand that, because I mean, like, Chick-fil-A is good, but it's not good enough to wait like 20 minutes for.
No, but anything new, people have got to be in on it. I mean, like, it's the pre-order culture. This is the pre-order culture of weed that you're talking about.
People who never even smoked before were like, well, I gotta get
some. I'm sure that was the case. Well, back to the Tesla story.
Sorry.
That aside,
we've had some weird asides this week.
The $45,000 model is, of course, it's cheaper. I think the other one starts at $55,000 or so. This one is actually going to have fewer cells in the battery. So on some of the Teslas, if you pay, you can get more capacity. This one, you will not be able to do that.
That's already so expensive.
Well, after your savings.
Oh, yeah.
You will get much things like $37,000. Here's the catch, though. You have to take delivery before January 1st, 2019. They've confirmed none of these will be delivered before January 1st, 2019. Ouch.
Good job.
But it's cheaper. You know, if you want an electric car, it's an option. And, you know, they're still fast, and I don't know how reliable they are, but they got, remember the crash test? They got like the best crash test
ever.
Oh,
yeah. I do remember that.
Which will be good for when you turn on the self-driving mode and go to sleep.
Yeah, because you think, oh, it's...
sleep right through the crash.
Yeah.
Well, moving on to social media, let's talk about Facebook and the election.
Exclusive. Facebook to ban misinformation on voting in upcoming U.S. election. This is actually a really bizarre... like, I don't know how they're actually going to implement this. I'll be interested to see.
So the fear here is that there's going to be disruption of the election. And the, some of the examples they gave are people trying to get you to not vote by scaring you away from the polling. They might report a story like, hey, there's a knife attacker at the polling place. Or, oh my God, the crowd is so huge, I can't even get in. It's a 2-hour wait to vote. So they're thinking you read that and you're like, oh.
I don't know if I want to go in now.
Yeah, I'm not voting today. So somehow Facebook expects to catch these in real time, vet them again.
How? Against what? Yeah.
Maybe they got somebody on the inside at every... how many polling stations are there in America? There's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, that's... I can't even fathom.
And they're going to shut those down, they say. They won't be deleting them, but they're going to do the thing where they don't share them. You know, like they give them the fake news tag type thing.
Yeah, where it changes the design of it to be smaller.
Yeah, well, not only that, but it just doesn't populate it in all the different places. That's, so
I don't know how they're going to... what did they say? They had a war room?
Yes, they've constructed a war room for the election.
Are you like a member of the seasonal staff that come in? Like,
you have to have a special armband.
Yeah.
Well, Google Plus. Rest in peace, Google Plus.
When did it get launched? Was it like
2011? It's been around for a while, but it's never been relevant.
So. No. I remember when it launched and like a few people invited me to it and I was like, I don't know that I really want to use this. Like, I looked at it and...
I actually accidentally, because the way the UI was set up, I accidentally enrolled in it. And I was like, oh, God. That was such a pain in the ass to get out of it.
Yeah.
You had to turn it off. Well, it's dead now. After they had their breach, they've decided to just put the old girl down. And now that it's gone, some people are speaking out.
A Google Plus UI designer suggests Annette management played a role in the network's demise. I'm not surprised by that in the least.
Yeah, it seemed like this was a very, very dysfunctional part of Google. And it may be that it was a bad product because bad people worked on it. This guy claims that he was recruited to work on Gmail, I think. And they were like, you know what? You're going to be working on this other thing for a little while. And then he was working on it for 4 years or something. He quit eventually.
It would really suck as someone who's like, you know, you get all excited because like, I got a job at Google and like, I'm going to be designing cool products. And then you get stuck. There'd be two terrible things. You'd get stuck on Google Plus, which is of course not defunct, or analytics, which is a nightmare.
Well, analytics could be interesting.
It could be interesting, but like, I imagine now that Google's so big, there's probably so much bureaucracy around how things are done there that like actually making a meaningful change to make analytics easier to use would be almost impossible.
Well, also you have to think about, you know, analytics where they're just hoovering up all that data. So they're going to demand that you keep tracking everything.
I'm just thinking purely from a design perspective, like, because right now it's just a pain in the butt to figure out where anything is.
Well, according to this guy, you know, that was the problem. Nobody listened to anybody else. There was infighting and his design suggestions were just ignored and... it was a terrible, terrible product. And it shows.
And now it's gone.
Thank God it's dead.
And now he's gone.
Well, you know, we talk about the election. Now that we're getting up to the election time, this is the most active time, the best time to be a political bot. And can you, Krista, tell me that you are not interacting with political bots on social media?
See... you kind of took this to a tinfoil hat level that I had not anticipated, but let's talk a little bit more about the title first. Most Americans say they can't tell the difference between a social media bot and a human. However, they do recognize that the bots are bad and they don't like them. But they can't tell what they are.
Universally, it seemed like younger people had a better grasp of bots.
Yeah.
But even they overwhelmingly distrusted them.
Now, see, my thinking with, like, the bots is, like, their whole thing is, like, getting people to click on them. So, you know, you either you're advertising a product you're selling or you're trying to get clicks for a website. So you'll post some sort of clickbaity crap. And the reason you can tell is because, you know, your friends usually don't post tons of clickbaity crap.
But what about your multi-level marketing friends?
Now, they do post lots of it. And all the emojis, I don't know if you've ever looked at, like, the anti-MLM subreddits.
Well, it's part of the standard front page Reddit.
Oh, is it now? Well, like, they always use all these emojis, and it's like
the claps.
Yeah, and it's like, you have to see these new lipsticks.
I like the claps.
I mean, I do like the claps.
It's so funny. Ridiculous. It's almost like they're parodying themselves.
Yeah, but then they'll use, like, the praise hands or, like, you know, lipstick or, you know, whatever it is they're selling. And it's frustrating. I don't know where I was going with this now.
You were going to say that you were talking about how the political bots are not doing that. They're not selling you anything.
No, see, I was thinking that that's what they would be doing.
But that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, you're saying that, like, it's more insidious than that.
Right. The political bots are to just sow dissent. They just want to create anger and strife.
They don't even care about the clicks.
And they're very good at it. So, actually, a lot of the, you know, when you see something, you're like, oh, my God, these stupid left-wing liberals and their social justice, I hate them. Or, in the opposite way, it's like, oh, they want to murder the immigrants, you know.
Some right-wingers, they're racist.
Some of those posts are purely to get that reaction from you. And a lot of people can't tell that those are just bots. They're just stirring the shit.
See, I call that bait. It's a big one.
Except there's no click. So it's not clickbait.
Well, but you're just being baited. Like, they just want
troll bait.
To be angry. And then it's like, you've just wasted time on this. And
it works.
It does work.
I mean,
work.
I've kind of, now that I know about it, you know, I can sort of recognize it sometimes. But I can see how if you're not, you don't know that's a thing, you just get angry.
Do your parents ever send you, like, an article and they're like, this made me so mad? My mom will do that every now and then. I'm like, Mom, this is bait. And she's like, huh? I'm like, they're just trying to get you angry. And I was like, probably for your click. But now that you've introduced the political component, that makes it a little even scarier.
My parents are, they're pretty much at, like, NPC level politically. Like, they just believe whatever the TV tells them.
Depends on what channel they're on.
They're lefties, which is, it's kind of weird because, you know, deep in the sticks of a red state, there's a lot of blue.
Well, it's actually a common misconception. Eastern Kentucky in particular has always voted Democrat until very recently.
Yeah, they're all about workers' rights. I think is the big thing there.
Yeah.
So, well, getting back to the social media, let's talk about Facebook and their exciting new product.
Facebook plans camera-equipped TV device so they can spy on you in your own home like everybody else. This is, what, to compete with Nest and...
Alexa. Google Home.
Yeah.
And that. Their ilk. So Facebook, it doesn't have a clever name.
It should, though, really, because Facebook... Facey. Facebook camera-equipped TV device has not really quite got the same ring to it.
Here's a picture of it.
Well, you think they'll call it the Zuck?
No,
Zuck, find me a recipe.
I don't think they want, because they understand how unpleasant he is.
He is like a robot, though.
Yeah, you don't want him in your home, right? That would be very uncomfortable.
Can you imagine his lifeless voice? Add 2 pounds chicken.
But this next article is about the same thing. So if you want to go ahead and read that.
It turns out the Facebook could, in fact, use data collected from its portal in-home video device to target you with ads. Surprising no one.
So when they announced this product, they were quick to point out, no, we will not be using targeted advertising with this product. We're not going to do it. Now, they clarified that later. They're like, no. So what we meant was, we're not going to show you the ads with this device, but we will certainly be taking all the data that we get from this device and using it to advertise you on every other part of Facebook. So keep that in mind. When you put the Facebook camera in your home.
So you can get Mark Zuckerberg's sweet voice telling you how to make that recipe.
God, wouldn't that be depressing?
You know what else is depressing? Facebook. Facebook posts may point to depression, study finds. but not in the way you think. They kind of, this is a weird headline, but the actual article is not so much, you know, Facebook causes depression so much as Facebook has figured out certain words and things may point to the person posting having depression already.
Although I think they have proven that social media overall will cause you to be depressed.
Yeah, see that article, when you first read the headline, that's what you're thinking it's going to talk about, but it's not.
So do you often post with the words tears, cry, pain, miss, hate, and ugh? And do you refer to yourself as I in a lot of your posts in a sort of self-centered, narcissistic way? Well, guess what? You might be depressed.
At least according to this. Though it seems like the I thing, that seems like that could be anyone because most people use I.
Most self-centered Facebook drones, maybe.
When you're talking about like your day, you know, I had a good day today. Would that mean you're like depressed? I only talk
about other people's days. What if you're a person who refers to yourself in the third person? Do you think that means you're super non-depressed?
In the old days of Facebook, so the way that the design was formatted, it would have your name first. And then like you wrote your statuses in like a third person. So that way it looked like, you know, so-and-so had a great day.
Maybe that's less depressing.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if there was a difference in how that was formatted, if that changed people's mindset while using social media. I don't know why. I think they changed it because it was kind of confusing. It was weird. Like, it looked weird.
Yeah. Well, one thing that might depress you while browsing Facebook are those horribly annoying video ads, right?
That scroll down the page with you.
Except it probably doesn't depress you because it turns out no one watches them.
Well, people watch them, at least according to, you know, the advertisers that Facebook sold the advertising to.
Right.
Anyway, I messed that sentence up. Advertisers allege Facebook hid the fact that no one watches the video ads.
So, yeah, when you're buying ads on Facebook, it's going to tell you, hey, the average time that people watch this ad and the demographic you've chosen is this. But here's the problem. They counted raw views and not individual users to divide by, which made it a 9,000% increase in the time watched. Some people are upset about that. They say that's kind of fraud, and they are going to sue.
Well, probably should. Have they developed ViewBots for Facebook video yet? I'm sure that's already happened, right?
Probably, yeah. I'm sure the Russians are all over that.
Well, I remember we've had a client who, like, they paid for video production, and then someone view-botted their video, and they were like, we only have like 3 comments but like a million views, and it was weird.
We had a guy one time, and he didn't have a lot of money, and we probably should have just turned him down, but we were like, okay, we can do something real simple for this price, you know. And he was like, I'm gonna put Google Ads on there. I was like, okay, put the Google Ads on your site now. Don't, because I knew what this guy was going to do. Like, I could tell. Just, I was like, listen, don't have everybody, because he was in a college dorm. I was like, don't have everybody in the dorm click on these ads. It sounds like you're going to make money. No, they're going to know when you do that. Don't do that. They will kick you off. He made it 4 days.
Before they found him.
Right.
I had a client call me the other day and was asking, like, can we just put a bunch of keywords in? And I was like, yeah, you used to be able to do that. They don't really, like, judge you by just your keywords anymore, because people were putting in random keywords for everything.
Able to do that, like, 1998.
Yeah, he thought that was still a thing, and I was like, no, we're not going to do that now.
Well, you know, you listen to all these Facebook problems, and you think to yourself, what's the solution? And some of the investors think that they have it.
Major Facebook investors want Mark Zuckerberg out as chairman, but Mark Zuckerberg is CEO.
Well, he has controlling interest on the board.
Yeah, so, I mean, he would be voting against himself.
He would have to approve his own ousting.
It seems like they're just being like, yeah, we don't like you.
Yeah, they're just letting him know. They're just putting him on notice.
Yeah. By the way, we think you suck.
Yeah. He probably doesn't care. No. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
It's kind of like robotic.
But I can't get a feeling of if he's just like unable to express any emotion and inside it's killing him that the world hates him. Or if he just doesn't care and he's completely cold and emotionless.
I think he probably cares, but he just doesn't display emotions the way normal humans do.
I mean, the billions of dollars have to cushion that a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I imagine he's busy too, so it's like, how often do you think he's really reading hit pieces and stuff against
him.
He's
busy, but I don't think he's like nearly as smart as he tries to sell himself. So I feel like he's just running around being an idiot.
There's some poor like person who's supposed to manage his schedule, and she's like, you go like twice as long. Like, you don't need to have all these meetings. He's like, no, I should though. I need to look busy.
Because we do know that people who are unable to produce anything love to have a lot of meetings.
That's true. It's very true, unfortunately.
Well, you know, it's we talked about the trolls, the social media trolls and the bots earlier. You don't think they exist? What about this?
Twitter publishes tweet archive of Russian and Iranian state-run troll farms, just like grandma used to grow.
And it's a picture of Putin with Donald Trump's hair.
Someone got paid to make that. It's a good thought.
You don't know anything about that. It might not even have been a female. They've long said, yeah, we got all these trolls and they're from Russia and they're trying to disrupt things and get us to fight each other. Well, they put their money where their mouth is, or they put their tweets where their mouth is. They've released this giant trove of troll tweets. And the idea here is that you might be able to grab these and run it through an AI or something and try to help prevent them or filter them out.
Are they individual tweets or are they accounts?
No, this is like they've targeted the accounts they believe to be trolls and released all of their tweets. In a package that you can download.
It'd be funny if you like looked and found your own account.
If you want to just like get really angry, you can just read them all. You know, it's like, oh, I hate these trolls.
And then you share it to your Facebook and you're like, this makes me angry.
You know, it might be that. Where it's the complete opposite of what they're looking for. People will get it and be like, oh, that's a good thought. I'm going to retweet that.
Retweet that. Rephrase that in my own words.
Well, that's all we got for you for this episode. And to Friday, we'll be looking at security.
AI and robots.
AI robots and the ever-popular nonsense.
Nonsense, which at this point really is just nonsense. It's not even a little bit tech-related most of the time.
Some of them are.
But not all of them.
You'll have to find out by tuning in and judging for yourself.